All right, today is November the 16th, 2018. Before we get started, got to give a shout-out to people listening around the country. It's amazing people. Little Rock, Arkansas.
Really? David Coleman?
Little could be.
David
I don't know.
Coleman down there listening?
Little Rock, Arkansas. I love this. Fine friends. Fine friends down in Tampa, Florida.
Really?
Yeah. Huh? That's amazing. And once again,
Dick Vitale, he lives in that area.
Could be, or Dennis Pepperack. We are peaking big time in Rayon City.
No, you're just peeking at the windows.
That in Rayon City.
Woo! All right, here we go. What day is it, Greg? It's have a party with your bear day. We refer to you as affectionately the teddy bear of the show.
I'm just going to have a party while bear.
National Fast Food Day. You know what I'm getting tired of? Fast food.
Well, don't.
I don't eat a lot of it anymore.
Don't.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? What is your go-to fast food, really, seriously?
Taco Bell's really good.
Man.
Really good. McDonald's, the chicken nuggets.
Popeye's fried chicken.
Not really. Finally, International Day for Tolerance. Thank you. It's what I do on this show every day. Hit it, Charlie.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. Happened.
Well, you're really doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and he hit it. He hits my hair.
I will still say, we've worked with a lot of people in promotions and imaging. That still is the best open I've ever heard.
Credit production manager Jake.
By far. That's still the funniest, best open in sports.
I would say he would get the big head by you saying that, but not possible to get any bigger than it already is.
I'll argue anybody on that point. All right, here we go. November 16th, 1924, Greg. The Cleveland Bulldogs lose to the Frankfort Yellow Jackets. They are both NFL teams. Cleveland has their what-game undefeated streak ended. It's still a record today, according to this.
Wow. I'm going to go 35.
31.
Huh?
I don't believe it because the Dolphins have the perfect season, right?
Right.
So they would have to put together, like,
two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're only playing, like, what, four teams back then.
1926, New York Rangers, first ever game on this day. They beat the Montreal Who.
We've had this for. This had the Marauders.
Close.
Maroons.
Maroons,
yeah. Yeah, I knew it was something. Maroons, the Montreal Maroons.
1962, Wilt Chamberlain scores 73 points versus New York Knicks. Who was Wilt Chamberlain playing for in 1962?
That would be the...
You get this.
The Philadelphia.
Incorrect.
Will Chamberlain. 82?
62.
Was playing. It wasn't Philadelphia.
Nope.
The Hershey Chocolates.
Out west. Go out west.
Golden State.
Kansas
City.
Yes and no.
Just tell me.
They played for the Warriors, but they were called something else.
They were called the San Francisco Warriors.
That a boy, Greggy. Good job, man. 1976.
No, what?
Rick Barry of the San Francisco Warriors ends the longest NBA free throw streak. How many did he make in a row?
74.
Lower.
55.
60.
Yeah. Of course, he used to do it between his legs.
Excuse me?
You see the free throw where he would toss it between his legs.
Right, okay.
See, you know, I'm trying to talk, you know.
Well, you're gross.
Well, you made it gross.
1984, Houston Rockets. So, a Houston Rockets player blocks this many Denver Nuggets shots.
I would say Hakeem Olajuwon.
Doesn't say, but how many did he block?
How many different players did he block?
I guess.
Well, I mean, there's only like 30.
No, how many shots did he block?
Oh, did he block? He blocked. 19.
20. 20 he blocked. Nice job.
I was within two.
You were within two. All right, enough of this garbage. Let's get
some
birthdays, man.
Really? Yeah, grudge match. I can win a week for the first time, I think, since spring.
You could only win a week, but if you get the music question, you end the week solid, man.
Huh?
I don't think you can. What's Jason Hall saying?
Well, I've been eating solid foods.
All right. Jason Hall rock y'all on site down here. All right, here we go, buddy. First up. The great singer Diana Krall.
Oh, wow. jazz singer. You know who she's married to? I know you didn't ask, but do you know who Diana Krall's married to?
Elvis Costello.
Yeah. Look at you.
She's Tony Bennett's her biggest fan.
Yeah, they just put out a new album together, Tony Bennett and Diana Krall. I'm going to say she's 60.
I'm going to go
59. 54. Lisa Bonet, mother of Zoe Kravitz, used to be married to Lenny Kravitz.
55.
53. 51. Charlie's on the board. 1-0. Again, folks, got to get him within two. Martha Plimpton, the actress.
What was she in?
She was in Parenthood.
Garp.
The movie? No, she was not in Garp.
All right.
She was also.
Oh, I know who she is. 64.
50.
48.
Wow.
2-0. Maggie Gyllenhaal. Her brother is Jake Gyllenhaal.
45.
39.
She's 41. 3-0, Charlie. 3-0, Charlie. Actor, comedian Pete Davidson.
He sort of stepped in it a little bit here lately, didn't he? Stepped back out of it this past Saturday night.
Correct.
Pete Davidson is 30.
27?
25. Charlie's at 4-0. We're not done, though. Long way to go. Blues musician W.C. Clark.
60.
61.
79. Joe Isuzu, David Leisure. How old is he?
50.
65.
68. 50?
Mm.
Yeah.
50, really?
I missed it.
50. Actress Marg Helgenberger. She was on CSI Las Vegas.
Yeah,
the original
real pretty
CSI.
Lady, too.
She is pretty.
50.
59.
60. 5-0.
Yeah,
no,
nope,
we're not
what
doing
do you
it.
Mean? We
He's
swooshed
got a chance
it out.
To really pound you in the pavement,
and
man.
You
we're
like
doing
that?
It. Yeah,
it's,
I do.
We got the swoosh.
Rhythm and blues singer Brian Abrams from Color Me Bad. Come on.
38.
51.
49. 6-0. Now, the record's 8-0. All right? Let's keep going this. I'm trying to think anybody else on here. That's all we got, man.
Well, it's
I'm
6
sorry.
To 9. That's fine. Music question. Get out of this.
All right. This was a song. Massive. They didn't go to number one. Massive popular 1973. What is it, Greg? Massive popular. Come on.
So it's an instrumental, isn't it?
It is an instrumental.
Oh, gosh.
That.
Yeah, it's. Is this Quincy Jones?
No, but it's. This group backed Barry White.
The
Even Jason Harrockyall is rocking to it today. He knows good music. Come on. 1973.
Marvin Mandel.
When you were stealing money out of your mom's purse, going down to the
Actually,
store.
I was putting in it. Go ahead, I'm out.
The Love Unlimited Orchestra.
Oh, good.
Love's theme. There you go.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.